This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, a famous companion, radiallahu an, says the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had once said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثْلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. So the one who remembers Allah, as opposed to the one who doesn't remember Allah, is like somebody who is alive or dead. Physically? No. Spiritually? Give me an example. What's somebody who is spiritually alive or dead? Let's start off with dead. Somebody who is spiritually dead, how do they look? How do they behave? I'll tell you, okay? You wake up Monday morning, breakfast, brush your teeth, do all of that stuff, go to school, work, come home, eat, sleep, do it again the next day. So Monday to Friday, that's your routine, right? Then the next week comes by, do it again. And months and years, same routine. What comes after all of that? Then you die. That's your whole life. That's when you're spiritually dead. Now, to further understand that image I've just painted for you, look at the opposite now. Person who the Prophet ﷺ is making reference to that's alive, they waked up for Fajr. When they woke up for Fajr, they got themselves prepared, they prayed, they didn't do قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ and just kind of crawled back. They did how Fajr is supposed to be prayed. You read the longest surahs you know and you lengthen it as much as you can. That's the sunnah way of praying Fajr. And some ulama even said that you lose reward for shortening the fajr intentionally. Like if you intentionally, just because you're lazy, you actually don't get the complete reward of praying fajr because you haven't completed fajr completely. You get it? So you fill the cup halfway. You didn't fill it all the way. So you get half. So the person who's alive now, who is spiritually alive, prayed their fajr, brush your teeth, breakfast, go to work, come home. Then when they have some time, open up the Quran, do a little bit of revision, maybe review some of Muslih Khan's notes because they love his class so much, they couldn't stop thinking about it all day. So they went to that, then prayed, the next salah came, got prepared themselves, prayed that salah, then went till Isha. After Isha, spent time with the family, did their thing. They get a phone call, bad news. They say, Subhanallah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Not, oh my God, are you serious? No, who's crying calling? None of that. See the attitude? See the routine? See the mindset? That's somebody who's alive. You can't break that person.